Have you ever watched someone devour a dense book in record time and wondered if they actually absorbed anything? Speed reading isn't just an impressive party trick. It's a transformative skill that has captivated everyone from Presidents Kennedy and Roosevelt to modern icons like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. In our digital age, where information doubles every 18 months, reading quickly and effectively isn't just nice to have. It's essential for success. Imagine finishing a 200-page book in just 1 hour while maintaining or even improving comprehension. This isn't about natural talent or intelligence. It's about simple adjustments to reading habits that leverage the incredible capabilities already built into your brain and visual system. Most of us have been reading inefficiently our entire lives, but that can change with techniques that have transformed thousands of ordinary readers into extraordinary ones. Before diving into any text, establish a clear purpose. Your mind functions as a goal-seeking machine. When you set a purpose, neural networks synchronize to achieve that goal, altering your focus. This explains why opportunities related to new goals suddenly seem to appear everywhere. Your brain filters information differently. Purpose-driven activities provide significant health benefits, reducing disease risks while improving mental function. When applied to reading, purpose prevents mind wandering and helps your brain grasp information efficiently. Previewing material gives your mind a framework for what's coming. Your brain constantly predicts what comes next rather than simply responding to stimuli. By previewing, you enable more accurate predictions, facilitating faster reading and better comprehension. Skilled readers examine text before diving in. For articles, read first and last paragraphs and review emphasized text. For books, check covers, contents, headings, introduction, and conclusion. For textbooks, focus on chapter objectives and summaries. The THIVES acronym offers a structured approach. Title, headings, introduction, every emphasized word, visual aids, end of chapter questions, and summary. Keep previews brief, 45 seconds for shorter items, 3 to 5 minutes for longer works. Though some consider previewing a waste of time, it helps your mind form accurate predictions about content and determines if material meets your purpose, potentially saving hours by identifying irrelevant content early. As Francis Bacon noted, some books are to be tasted, others to be swallowed, and some few to be chewed and digested. Many readers apply the same reading style to everything out of habit rather than choice. Different materials demand different approaches. Technical documents require careful reading, while professional material needs enough attention to retain information. Familiar topics can be read more quickly, and pleasure reading should maintain a comfortable pace. Consider information longevity. Temporary solutions need less attention than essential professional knowledge. Foundational information deserves extra time as it builds understanding for later concepts. Some materials require frequent pace changes, speeding up through familiar sections and slowing down for difficult parts. Before reading, assess the content's purpose, relevance timeline, and difficulty level to adjust your speed. Practice reading various materials at different paces. This will feel uncomfortable as your habitual reading pace resists change, but this flexibility is essential for effective reading. Looking at spaces between words instead of the words themselves can transform your reading. Space reading prevents your eye from inefficiently focusing on individual letters, allowing your mind to naturally capture surrounding text for faster reading with better comprehension. With practice, you can advance from focusing on spaces between every two words to needing only a few spaces per line. The beauty is that this technique requires no new skills. It utilizes visual processing abilities you already possess. To practice, move your eyes from one blank space to the next without analyzing. Start with spaces between every word, then progress to spaces between every two words, then every three. After mastering the basics, practice with various materials to adapt to different text formats. Many readers report immediate improvements in both speed and comprehension, as this technique aligns with how our visual system naturally processes information in groups rather than individual elements. Chunking involves capturing meaningful phrases as single units, while space reading focuses on the spaces between words. Both techniques prevent the eye from narrowly focusing on individual words that limits reading speed. When we focus on single words, our visual field narrows. Chunking widens our line of sight to capture multiple words simultaneously as coherent, meaning-rich units. Research confirms this approach improves both reading speed and comprehension. Though space reading and chunking work on similar principles, they function independently. Choose whichever feels more natural to you. To develop chunking skills, practice with increasing complexity. Start by grouping two words at a time, then three, then four. Next, practice identifying meaningful phrases, typically 2 to 5 words depending on context. With practice, phrase identification becomes automatic, allowing your brain to process information more efficiently. Do you hear a voice pronouncing every word as you read? This habit, subvocalization, significantly reduces reading speed by limiting you to speaking pace rather than visual processing speed, which is much faster. Mental vocalization forces our minds to perform double duty, causing both slower reading and boredom from our monotone inner voice. This habit forms during childhood phonetic reading and persists until consciously broken. Several strategies can help overcome subvocalization. Keep your mouth closed while reading, grab multiple words at once, hum a tune to occupy your vocal cords, or listen to instrumental music to drown out your inner voice. Practice by selecting a speed reading technique while consciously preventing subvocalization. Start by keeping your mouth closed, then advance to reading without hearing words using space reading or chunking techniques to move through text faster than speaking speed. The journey to speed reading mastery isn't about complex techniques. It's about breaking old habits and forming new ones. While the techniques are simple to understand, the challenge lies in implementing them consistently until they become second nature, like learning to drive or play an instrument. Most speed reading students initially resist changing lifelong reading habits. The brain naturally reverts to familiar patterns, especially under stress. This is why starting with shorter practice sessions of 15 to 20 minutes is crucial, gradually increasing as new habits solidify. Many successful practitioners report a breakthrough moment around weeks 3 to 4 when techniques begin feeling natural rather than forced. Immediate practice is essential. Waiting for the perfect material is a common pitfall. Even 5 minutes of deliberate practice with a newspaper article is better than planning to read an entire book someday. With dedicated practice, most readers can achieve speeds of 700 to 1,000 words per minute while maintaining good comprehension, allowing a 200-plus page book to be read in 1 hour. The transformation extends beyond reading speed. It fundamentally changes your relationship with information. Speed readers experience text as flowing rather than processing word by word. When you process text quickly and effectively, you gain access to more knowledge, perspectives, and ideas. Your transformation begins with the very next page you read.